We read from the Holy Scriptures this morning from Psalm 121. Psalm 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in, from this time forth and even forevermore. Thus far we read from God's infallibly inspired word. Our text this morning, as we enter this new year, is found in verse 2 of this beautiful psalm. Psalm 121, verse 2. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Beloved congregation in our Lord Jesus Christ, the 121st Psalm has often been called a pilgrim song. A pilgrim song. The idea is that this may have well been one of the psalms which was sung by the bands of God's people in the course of their long and sometimes difficult pilgrimage to Jerusalem. The children of Israel had a very specific meaning in mind when they spoke of lifting up their eyes to the hills. They referred to the fact that Jerusalem was built upon several hills or small mountains, the most significant of which was the Temple Hill. There, in the old dispensation, in a special way, Jehovah God dwelt with his people in that most holy place. So when they lifted their eyes unto the hills, they were looking to the Lord, Jehovah. And how eager they were, how they longed to see the hills of the holy city come into view as they got closer and closer. And the psalm gives expression to the confidence they had that Jehovah God would surely take care of them. He would continue to guide and direct them. He would guard and protect them. He will be their help. This is certainly a very beautiful and a very applicable picture for us. As far as we are concerned, as we have embarked upon this new year of history, the year 2019, for we, let us not forget, are on a pilgrimage, a journey. By God's grace, our whole earthly life is a pilgrim journey to our home. In fact, like the Israelites of old, we are on our way to the holy city, but not that earthly city of Jerusalem, which was but type and picture. We seek the new Jerusalem, that heavenly city, where we shall abide in God's tabernacle forever. In this light, how good it is that we together confess, my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. This New Year's morning, we consider our text under the theme, Jehovah, our helper. And we notice, first of all, that we have here an acknowledgement of need. And secondly, that we have here a confession of Jehovah. And finally, that we have here an expression of assurance. Jehovah, our helper. An acknowledgement of need, a confession of Jehovah, and an expression of assurance. It ought to be very clear that the pilgrim traveler on his way to Jerusalem was in need of help. For many, it was a long, tedious journey. It might entail many days of traveling. And of course, they did not have fast cars or speeding jets that would have them at their destination very quickly. Often they walked mile after mile. And remember too that in various areas the roads were little more than trails. Slipping or stumbling could be very dangerous with rocks and stones strewn in the path. There were various hazards along the way. There were dangers both during the day and certainly at night. The blazing sun, the fervent heat of the day could beset them. The chill of the night, the unseen perils of the darkness could assail them. That pilgrimage could well mean attack by enemies, fierce beasts, wild animals, thieves, robbers might beset them. God's people needed help, powerful, efficient, constant help. And in their consciousness of their great need for help, they lifted their eyes unto the hills, the dwelling place of God, yea, to Jehovah himself. They needed someone to guard them and protect them, someone to guide and direct them, someone to bring them safely to their destination. Beloved, do you need help? As we embark upon this new year of history, do you see, understand your need for help? Some of us may be nearing the end of our pilgrim journey. Do you need help? Others have scarcely begun their earthly pilgrimage. Certainly, our little ones, our children, the covenant youth need help. By grace, all of us together must answer, yes, yes indeed. We need help. That must always be our answer. The answer of all the saints. It's striking how many of the Psalms are cries and petitions for help. Why do we need help on this pilgrim journey through this world? In general, of course, we need help because we are but mere creatures. In contrast to Him who is the source of our help, He who is Creator, in the words of our text, the Lord which made heaven and earth, we are mere creatures of the dust, and as such we are very frail. We are helpless in ourselves. We are dependent. It's humbling, but it's true. We have not even life and breath in ourselves. As the Apostle Paul preaches in Athens, it is in that Creator God that we live and move and have our very being. As creatures, we need help. But of course, of far more significance is the sad reality that we are sinful creatures. Yea, by nature, we are dead in trespasses and sins. And we are confronted with the wrath of a righteous and holy God. Of ourselves, we would face everlasting desolation and punishment of hell. As sinners, we need help. Yea, that remains the case, of course. even as God's children, saved through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, we need help. Help on our pilgrim journey to Father's house. Oh, how we need help day by day as we struggle yet with that sinful nature, that old man. That sinful nature would lead us away from the straight and narrow way that leads to glory. It would lead us in the way which is appealing to the flesh, which is broad, which leadeth to destruction. Every day of our pilgrim journey, we face that fierce battle against the old man of sin, which is in each of us. Make no mistake, that will be true also in the year which lies before us. And further, we need help because we face along the way the fiery darts and the snares of the evil one, the devil, and all his hosts of darkness. As we mentioned, the Israelites sometimes experienced attacks from wild animals as they journeyed to the holy city. Well, the Apostle Peter in 1 Peter 5 warns us that our adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. As I mentioned in my prayer, he rages. As the calendar changes, he knows too that his time grows short. And finally, we need help too because we are confronted with a wicked world. A world that, even as in the days before the flood, increases in wickedness and corruption and iniquity, immorality, violence. The ungodly world hates God, hates God's people. It would destroy the travelers to Zion if it could. At the same time, this great enemy uses many allurements to tempt us from the path of righteousness. The riches, the pleasures, the lusts, the vain philosophies of the world. Our way is not easy. Facing such enemies, the devil, the world, our own sinful natures, we need help. Yea, we need help because the pilgrim journey is exceedingly difficult, often. Be not deceived by many who bring a false gospel. The gospel of prosperity. God has not promised us a path strewn with roses. Or as has been said in past days, God doesn't take us to heaven in a Pullman sleeper, the sleeping car of a passenger train, so that we have an easy, effortless journey. No, we travel through what our Heidelberg Catechism calls this valley of tears. Scripture calls it the valley of the shadow of death. And the older we get, the more we are conscious of that. We face many hardships, many sufferings and afflictions along our way, many cares and concerns with regard to ourselves and dear ones, fellow saints, family members, many sorrows and griefs. We need help. Where do you turn for help? Where do we seek help? There are many who, in folly and rebellion, deny that they need help. Their lives are without meaning and purpose, without direction. They may attempt to put on a show of being carefree and being happy, but in reality, they are miserable. There are also many who seek their help in themselves. And of course, that is a real temptation for us. In foolishness and pride and rebellion, many say, I can take care of myself. No matter what problems I may face in the year ahead, I can plow through. I can handle it. I can cope. Many seek their help in their money, in their possessions, in a life of pleasure, immorality. Many seek their help in alcohol or drugs, in vain philosophies of the world, devilish cults, carnal, worldly friends and companions. In contrast to the psalmist, who finds his companions as those who fear God and who keep his precepts, be not deceived. It's all vain, results in emptiness, confusion, despair, misery. Oh yes, we need help. Already as children, especially in the days of our youth, but also as adults, also as elderly saints, until we end this earthly pilgrimage, we need help. Sometimes we need it so desperately that all we can do is sigh, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. But don't you see that's all it takes? We lift our eyes unto the hills, unto the Lord, Jehovah. He is our help. Our text is a beautiful confession of Jehovah. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And that was the confidence of the children of Israel as they journeyed to the holy city. The psalmist was not unsure or confused, perplexed, in any doubt about the source of his help. Our text is a confession of the greatness of Jehovah God. And that theme is unfolded and developed at length in the remainder of this beautiful psalm. The Lord, Jehovah, is the perfect guardian and helper of his people. Over the rocky trails, he would not allow their foot to slip. So he watches over every step of our life's pathway. He never slumbers nor sleeps. Every moment, he is watching over us, keeping us, preserving. He is our shade. He is our protection. Day and night, he keeps us. His amazing care and protection are summed up in the concluding verse. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. All of our activity, our whole life, in every detail, is included. Notice, my help cometh from the Lord. That's literally Jehovah. Our help comes from Jehovah. He is the sovereign, the independent, the self-sufficient God. He and He alone is the unchanging, I am that I am, the eternal, immutable God. And it is particularly of the name Jehovah that the psalmist of Israel sings, and the prophets speak, and in which the people trust, believe, and find their help and their refuge. For Jehovah is the covenant name of our God. It assures us that He is the unchangeably faithful God and Father. The writer to the Hebrews reminds us and exhorts us in chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. He hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. What a helper we have, the covenant God of our salvation. And to emphasize His ability, yea, His power to help, the psalmist adds, which made heaven and earth. Our help cometh from the Almighty, Sovereign Creator, the Creator of the whole universe. God calls the things that are not as though they were. The psalmist declares, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. For He spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Our Heidelberg Catechism in Lord's Day 9 explains the significance of believing in this Almighty Creator, that the Eternal Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who of nothing made heaven and earth with all that is in them, who likewise upholds and governs the same by His eternal counsel and providence, is for the sake of Christ His Son, my God and my Father, on whom I rely so entirely that I have no doubt but He will provide me with all things necessary for soul and body, and further, that He will make whatever evils He sends upon me in this valley of tears turn out to my advantage. For He is able to do it, being Almighty God and willing, being a faithful Father. You see, that great God who has created all things is also our Creator. God made us, body and soul, with all our strength, our health, our ability, all our potential. God made us for Himself, made us for His own glory. Jehovah speaks of that in Isaiah's prophecy in chapter 43, verse 21. This people have I formed for myself, they shall show forth my praise. Because Jehovah God made us, and not we ourselves, we must live for and unto Him. We must live in dependence upon Him. Our whole life must be so directed that it is always subservient to that sole purpose of our existence, the glory of the name of our Creator and Helper, Jehovah. Lift up your eyes unto Him. He is your help. Trust in Him at all times. Seek him with all your heart. Put not your trust in man. No doubt last night there were many, many out partying. How joyful, so how happy they appear, how confident, how courageous as they ate and drank and made merry. And we may hear and read about many who look toward the new year optimistically, confident that man shall prevail with his ingenuity, his supposed goodness. What folly! What folly! We must hear the word of the psalmist in Psalm 146 from verse 3. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. And again, the psalmist refers to that great God, the covenant God, the God of Jacob, as the Creator, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever. Make no mistake, Jehovah God is our faithful helper. He provides. Sad to say, it's often true that we're not always conscious of that as we ought to be. And we can be so quick to complain. No different really than the children of Israel in the wilderness. We can complain as the psalmist did in Psalm 77. Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Things in this new year will not always go as we've hoped, or as we've planned, or as we desire. And there will be times when we feel so helpless, so alone. And in that regard, I'm reminded of how that brief writing or essay entitled Footprints drives this point home. Most of you undoubtedly have seen that brief writing printed perhaps on a wall plaque or a greeting card. It relates someone's supposed dream of walking along the beach with the Lord Jesus as scenes flashed from that person's life. And for each scene, he noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, his own and the Lord's. The Lord was with him. But looking back at the end of his life, he was dismayed to see at certain points, many of them, along the path of his life, there was only one set of footprints, assuming that at times the Lord had left him, forsaken him. He questions the Lord as to why. Why, at those most troublesome times, there was only one set of footprints. And the Lord replied, "My precious, precious child, I love you. I would never leave you during your times of trouble and suffering and sorrow when you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. And so it is. The Lord, Jehovah, is our help. He is our faithful shepherd. He often carries us. By his grace and mercy, along our way, we heard that word of the prophet Isaiah a couple of Lord's days ago. He shall lead his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs in his bosom, shall gently lead those that are with young. Yea, beloved, we need this help in this year which lies before us, that we may continue our pilgrimage to the city that has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. That's what it's all about, what life is all about. Pilgrims and strangers we are in the earth. Here we have no continuing city. 2018 belongs to the past, never to be recalled except in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's our calling to continue along that straight and narrow way en route to the city which has foundations. Every day again, we must be lifting our eyes unto the hills. Let us never cleave to the things that are below. Let us never conduct ourselves as if our abiding place is here. Let us not set our hearts and affections upon the things of this present time. May God uphold us that we walk as pilgrims and that we travel as abiding in spiritual tents, strangers in the midst of this world, still far from home, en route to that better land, the heavenly city that has foundations. In all the busyness of this new year, in the midst of our homes, at work, in our education, in the midst of the church, it must always be impressed upon our souls that we are on this pilgrimage, doing what our hands and our minds have to do, but conducting ourselves antithetically, striving to be a spiritually different people with the longing of our hearts and minds upon that which shall be in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's possible only as we lift our eyes unto the hills, expecting our help from the hills, that is, from the Lord, Jehovah, who made heaven and earth. I will expect all my help from him. The living God, Jehovah, the unchangeable rock. Resolve, beloved, not to depend upon yourself, your own strength, the arm of flesh. I will not strive to reach the city that has foundations in my own power, by my own wisdom and ingenuity. May all my expectation be fixed upon the Lord. He will preserve us from all evil. He will keep our feet from slipping. He will preserve our soul. He will never suffer our foot to be moved. He will keep us in the way that leads us to that heavenly city. He will preserve us in all our pilgrim way. Believe it. Faith sees that the hand which causes all things to come our way is a fatherly hand. We are enabled to confess with Lord's Day 10 of our catechism, yea, and all things come not by chance, but by his fatherly hand. And that means that there are no accidents, no mistakes with God. As we sing from Psalm 139, my life in all its perfect plan was ordered ere my days began. And we realize more and more that it is by faith, not by sight, that we must walk also in this year 2019. Faith that believes, even though we often cannot comprehend the all-wise purposes of our God, also in those things which he sets upon our pathway. But by grace we confess, as we have done so often before, have thine own way, Lord. Thy will be done. Being aware of the fact that we are so weak, so feeble, so short-sighted, let us lift up our eyes unto the hills from whence cometh our help. And in the midst of all our trials and tribulations, and they will come, we will have a glad hope, a quiet peace. We can look forward to days, though we know some will be difficult. We can look forward knowing that we need not worry or be afraid, that though the way may be dark and deep, we press forward knowing that Jehovah's hand is leading us, yea, in the way of salvation, the way of victory, the way of glory. And though the enemy is still there, we have a song in our hearts. My soul in silence waits for God, my Savior he has proved. He only is my rock and tower, I never shall be moved. For God has spoken o'er and o'er, and unto me has shown that saving power and lasting strength belong to him alone. Beloved, let us believe it. Our help cometh from the Lord. From him we may expect all our help. He will surely finish his work. He will never suffer our foot to be moved. He will surely preserve our soul. He will guide us safely through, causing all things to work together for good. That's his promise to us. And to this, we may and must hold. Indeed, look to the hills, to the Lord, your covenant God, throughout this new year and always. Amen. Most merciful and gracious Heavenly Father, we thank thee for the comfort of the Holy Gospel as we begin this new year of our pilgrim journey. Grant us the courage of faith, the strength of faith, day by day to lift our eyes up unto thee, Jehovah, the God of our salvation in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thou art our help, and in that and that alone do we rest and find all our peace and comfort. We ask it even now with the remission of our many sins. In Jesus' name, amen.